Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Maiocco.
On this edition of the 49ers Insider Podcast, we catch up with a couple of the 49ers free agent signings from the very first day of the new league year. We're going to talk to new quarterback Brian Hoyer. And on a day where the 49ers went with a lot of offense, we're going to give equal opportunity to the defense, even though there's only one guy who comprises the 49ers defensive catch here in the early goings of free agency. They did sign Brock Coyle, a little-known linebacker from the Seattle Seahawks, on Friday. But on Thursday, they agreed to terms with Malcolm Smith. Also, you probably remember him from the Seattle Seahawks making that interception in the end zone in the NFC Championship game in January of 2014. So first off is Brian Hoyer, the guy who comes in as the presumptive starter for the 49ers as they head into this offseason with no quarterbacks under contract. Brian Hoyer becomes the first quarterback added. So, Brian, you will always be the first quarterback added by the Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch regime.
Yeah, that was a big selling point to me to know that, you know, they didn't have any quarterbacks on the roster and I was the guy that they wanted to have day one. I mean, it always feels good to be wanted and to have the opportunity to come play for a coach that you've already played for, that you believe in, that is building something special, in my opinion. I think, you know, that was what gave me a gut feeling like this was the place that you need to go to.
And when this whole process started, you're going to be a free agent, and Kyle Shanahan gets hired. Were you thinking, I want that phone to ring when that open negotiating period starts?
Yeah, I think there is, but in the same sense, like, you know, I felt pretty confident that I was going to have a pretty decent market, and you know, it came, and there were some tough decisions that had to be made. And but like I said, when you know that a guy that you've already worked with, you know, has enough faith in you that he wants to bring you here day one, you know, it was something that I didn't want to pass up on.
So, what was that year like with Kyle Shanahan? What distinguishes him from other offensive-minded coaches that you've had?
I think the biggest thing for Kyle is you can tell that it means the world to him, and not that the other guys I've been with it doesn't, but the guy's always thinking, you know, about football. When you walk by him in the hallway, when he's eating lunch, and he's thinking of ways of how he's going to get guys open, how he's going to score, everything like that. So I think, you know, his offense, it was, you know, when I first got into it, was something that I had never really been in. And, you know, it wasn't easy to learn. I put in a lot of hard work, and it paid off. You know, in Cleveland, we were 7-4 at one point, which, you know, in that organization was something to speak of. So I think, you know, for me to have another opportunity, it kind of felt like we were going to get a chance to, you know, have a second chance together, and because it was a short year, and you know, felt like we had some unfinished business, and to be able to get to play with him again was an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, at the press conference, I asked Pierre Garçon and Marquise Goodwin about their thought process behind signing with the team that didn't have a quarterback. What about you? What was your thought process in looking at the weapons that you would have around you on offense?
Well, I think I knew, you know, no matter who the receivers were, Kyle's scheme knows how to get people open. That's why he's a great coach, and that's why he's the head coach here. He knows how to call plays, and then when you add players like we have, you know, it makes his job a little bit easier. You add a Pierre Garçon, you add a Marquise Gooden, you know, you extend Curley. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are going to do really well just knowing the system and know how guys fit. You know, you get a guy like Kyle Juszczyk who, you know, we didn't have a fullback in Cleveland, and you watch how well Kyle did with the fullback in Atlanta. You know, to have a guy who can do more than just, you know, ram his head up in there and block. He can go out and catch passes. He can go out and do other things. I think, you know, that's exciting when you get in here yesterday and you realize, you know, this is all kind of coming together.
And he does look like a good chess piece. I'm talking about Kyle Juszczyk, a guy who can move all around the formation and probably be a week-to-week proposition on where you use him, how you exploit matchups.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's a unique position because as football has evolved, the fullback position has kind of been less used, and Kyle has found a way to use it in different ways. And when you get a guy who has that skill set, you really make the defense declare, you know, what they want to do because of where he's lined up, what he's capable of doing.
Last week at the NFL Scouting Combine, John Fox said that you're unique and that you can make very quick decisions. Has that been kind of a hallmark of your career? I mean, is that something you recognize, that you have that ability?
Yeah, I think I've always had the ability to process pretty quickly. And in an offense like Kyle's where you have to go through your reads quickly, I think, you know, that was really my first opportunity to be able to do that was my year with Kyle in Cleveland. And over the last 2 years, I've been able to showcase that. So it's something that, you know, I take pride in because it goes along with the study. It's nothing physical. It's the mental aspect of it. It's watching the film, seeing what a defense is trying to do, and knowing where to go with the football. So I think for me, it's something that will benefit me in this system. I know it did that year in Cleveland.
You know, there's a lot of talk, obviously, through this offseason about the 49ers quarterback situation. Is Colin Kaepernick coming back? What about Kirk Cousins? Mm-hmm. Were those questions that you asked John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan as well?
Well, you know, you can't talk to them, so you got to ask your agent, and then your agent has to talk to them. And I think when it got to it, when I met with my agent, I said, look, I think when it comes down to it, we're gonna know, you know, what kind of role I'm going for when we get to like the terms of the deal. And when we got to that part, I felt very comfortable with it. You know, you worry about what you can control. You know, I'm here now, so I can't control if you know, whoever else comes in here. Obviously, you can't just have one or two quarterbacks. There's other people who are going to come in. And, you know, I'm confident in what I'm capable of doing. You know, all I was looking for was that opportunity. And then you couple that opportunity with doing it with a guy you've already done it with. It was kind of, like I said, the opportunity I didn't want to pass up.
And one of the guys we know who's coming in is Matt Barkley, and you're very familiar with him. How can you guys work together and maybe take a leadership role in that quarterback room to help whatever other people are in that room?
But we did it together this past year. You know, it was Matt and I for – you know, those weeks where I was playing, he was the backup. So, and then after I got hurt, he did a great job of playing too. So it'll be good to have another familiar face and you know, it'll be what we did in Chicago, just out here on the West Coast. And you know, it's always good to have familiarity. Obviously, you meet a lot of new people, but when you see familiar face, it always makes the job a little bit easier.
You're part of this recruiting class, you know, seven guys today. Do you, as the only quarterback here, you immediately step in as a leader? And is that a role that you're ready to embrace? And have you had that role really in the NFL, stepping into a situation cold and really having to take a lot on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think it's what's expected of a quarterback, and especially when you come in here as the only guy. And I also have the benefit of knowing the offense. You know, I think when we start up here in April, it's expected of me to help these other guys out, help learn the system, to help establish a culture here. And you know, I've been a starting quarterback before. I don't know if I've ever had the opportunity to, you know, day one be able to step in and kind of have that role. It's always been, you know, something where, you know, I became the starter as it went along, or, you know, I went in and it was a clear competition. And, you know, so for me, it goes with the territory, and it's something that, you know, I've learned from over the years. Every situation I've been in, you just try to learn and always improve, whether it's playing, you know, in the locker room, in the film room, in the meeting room. And now, you know, being in my ninth year, I'm one of the older guys. And that's what your role is as an older player, is to teach the young guys how to do it.
And at what point do you move out to the Bay Area and really get entrenched?
Yeah, as soon as I can, really. You know, I'm sure at some point next week my wife and I will come out here, try to find somewhere to live and then get out here, because one of the benefits of having a new coach is you get to start early. You know, we'll start earlier than the other teams, and you know, I think, you know, the rules allow you to have a mini camp before the draft. So, you know, we're going to be playing football here pretty soon, and I think that's what's exciting. And then you get to be around these other new guys, and you know, it's a good feeling when you're here, and we wish we could be starting tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's a good group of guys. You know, they talked on, you know, they start with the film, and then they want to confirm about people with good character. You know, having meeting all these guys over the last, you know, 24 hours, they got great people, and I think that it really does start with that. You can win with great people and guys who work hard.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much, and congratulations on the contract. First day of free agency. Very little stress, I would imagine, signing so early.
For sure.
So thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
And now we head over to the defensive side of the ball, where Malcolm Smith comes to the 49ers after spending time with the Seattle Seahawks on some of those very good Seahawks 49er rivalry games. He spent the last couple years with the Oakland Raiders. So Malcolm Smith coming into the 49ers and will play a pivotal role in that defense as he helps get all those players up to speed in learning Robert Saleh's defense. Well, Malcolm, welcome to the 49ers. I was going to say welcome to the Bay Area, but you've already been here.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the area. It's nice to stay on the West Coast, man.
Now, when you were with the Raiders, where did you live? Will you have to move down here to the South Bay?
Yeah, I'll definitely have to move. You know, traffic is a little rough here. So I was staying closer to Oakland and got to make that move this way.
Is it weird at all coming into this locker room? You know, you had some great battles through the years with the 49ers. Now you're a member of the 49ers.
Right. Just thinking back on those moments, it was awesome to compete against the team at that time. And being in this building, seeing the Lombardis, the pictures on the wall, the players that have walked through here and kind of legacy they've left is it's humbling and something that excites you, you know, as a player. You want to leave your mark and leave something better than you got there. So I'm excited about that.
You realize you broke a few hearts here in the NFC Championship game with the big interception under a minute to play in the end zone. What do you remember about that play? That must have been just a spectacular time for you as a member of the Seahawks and for you individually to send your team to the Super Bowl in that fashion.
It was a wonderful time, man. You know, unfortunately, you do have to break some hearts out there and just trying to compete, man. And that's the same attitude I'm going to bring here. And hopefully, you know, change the fortunes for this franchise.
For a lot of people, that would have been the highlight of one's career. But your highlight came 2 weeks after that, Super Bowl MVP. What can you take from that experience? You know, what did you take from that experience when you went to the Raiders and now when you come here to the 49ers?
I just know the power of getting 53 guys and all your coaching staff and your personnel to be moving in the same direction with the same vision. I know how quickly things can change when you can get that to happen. So it's all about that belief, buying in, and willing to do whatever it takes to get there.
When you were playing against the 49ers in the division, the team was pretty good. The last couple of years, the team has fallen off, 2-14 last year. So why come to the 49ers at this stage of your career?
I've never been afraid of a challenge like this. I think it brings out the best of you. It's one of those things where I'm trusting John Lynch and, you know, and Coach Shanahan and playing against him and seeing how difficult it is for a defense to stop an offense that he's heading. And Saleh, our relationship in the past and kind of the soundness of the scheme. So I think it gives you a chance to put players in a great position to do things well. And that's what it's about, and building each other up and being ready to go out and compete.
So Robert Saleh was the defensive quality control coach for your first three seasons in the NFL.
Right.
Did you interact with him much, and what was your impression of him as he was a young coach and you were a young player at that stage of your careers?
Obviously, we spent a lot of time because, you know, a lot of times the quality control coach are the ones teaching the young players the ins and outs of the defense. And I just realized how knowledgeable he is, how he knows how to make adjustments, the energy that he brings, the excitement that he has towards football. You know, he could be doing anything that he wants, but, you know, he loves the game. And playing against his teams in Jacksonville, just seeing how they've improved on defense, his linebackers, the way they play with a great energy. And I'm excited to get back to that.
Would you be here if it weren't for Robert Saleh?
Possibly. I don't know, man. But the situation is what it is, and he was definitely a bonus and a factor for me.
And so you come here. I would assume you're coming here as more than a player. You're going to be a presence in the locker room. You're going to help guys understand the defense. Is that something that was talked to you about during this process?
Not necessarily, but it's something that I know comes with this responsibility. Anytime you're a veteran player, a player who's, you know, they've committed something to me, I have a responsibility to this organization to try to get the best out of everybody, including myself. So I'm going to do whatever it takes as far as spending time with guys, trying to teach, learn, and grow, and build that relationship so we can be successful in the field.
You're going to be lining up next to a pretty good inside linebacker, middle linebacker, right? Navarro Bowman. What's your scouting report on him? How much have you followed his career?
I think when he was a rookie, I was in college watching him, you know, cover kicks and end up playing against him and seeing him make plays, and just kind of his career, how he's taken everything he's wanted, you know, from this game. So I'm excited to learn from him, get with him, and just try to take whatever I can from his game to help mine.
You were on the field, or you were in the on the sideline anyway, when that injury occurred up in Seattle for Navarro Bowman. Are you surprised, you know, how devastating of an injury that was and how he came back from it a full year later?
Not necessarily. I mean, he's a very gifted guy. Obviously, you know, for him to come in as a third-round draft pick and kind of force his way into the starting lineup, you know he's got that grit. So, yeah, I respect it, man.
How can you guys complement each other? How can you guys feed off of each other in this 49ers defense?
I think just the level of experience and growth and stuff that we've seen, you know, hopefully it'll help everybody make more plays.
And what do you expect your role to be in this defense?
Man, I'm just coming in to play the best I can, teach the best I can, learn the best I can, and be the best player I can be for this franchise. We haven't really gotten to the specifics, so we'll see.
This is kind of a weird situation here. I mean, seven guys coming in, all signing as free agents. It's almost like a recruiting class.
Yeah.
Did you guys have the opportunity to bond? And who have really stood out to you during this day together among your new teammates?
I mean, we've all spent some time. I've spent some time with each and every one of them, whether just walking places and just talking ball. And these are guys that I've all seen in their careers. I've watched on film or, just respected all of their games and the way they play. They're all pretty tough competitors. I definitely noticed that just from my memories of playing against those guys. So I'm excited to join them, man. And it's an honor to be with those other guys, too, as a kind of first class for general manager and head coach. So just trying to help them, man. Help and be the person they brought me here to be.
Any special feelings that you're the only defensive guy in this group?
It's interesting, but obviously, you know, they feel that there's some talent here. I know that from, you know, just DeForest and Eric are just, I mean, those guys are one of a kind. Well, I guess two of a kind. So I'm excited to get with them, man.
All right, Malcolm, thank you very much.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
A big thanks to Malcolm Smith for joining us on the 49ers Insider Podcast. And before him, we were able to catch up with Brian Hoyer, the new quarterback who comes to the 49ers, reuniting with Kyle Shanahan, who coached him while they were both with the Cleveland Browns. So the 49ers made some moves early in free agency. Those two players, part of a seven-player free agent class that also includes wide receivers Pierre Garçon, Marquise Goodwin, as well as kicker Robbie Gould, fullback, or as John Lynch called him, OW, offensive weapon, Kyle Juszczyk, Logan Paulson, the tight end. So thanks for joining us on the 49ers Insider Podcast. And you can listen to all the 49ers Insider Podcasts. They're available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.